Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marini Mimarazi Sheyichyu. Well, the schus Moshe to Peshtar Eisel Moshe Mordechai. And it's based on the Torah of Mori Barabi, Nagon HaGadol, Amufla VeAmuflag, Halav Man Zatzal, Shelishmo Lezichro Tabas Nefesh. And it's Taka, his Yortzeit, this Friday, Yudalet Sivan. So it's a schuss to learn his Torah. Also, the schuss Yidid Nafshi, Daniel Kratka Shlita, Pchovenei Vezo. We're in Parshas Bahaloischo, Perek Yud Aleph Posuk Dalet Basav Suf, Asher Bikirbo, his Avu Taiva. וישוב ויבקו גם בני ישראל ויאמרו מי יאכילנו בוסו. The mixed multitude, the rabble-rousers that were among them lusted exceedingly. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who will give us meat to eat? We want to eat meat. You have to understand, it says, "Vayeshuv vayevku gam bnei Yisrael." They also cried. It's mashma that the bnei Yisrael, the Jews, did like the asaf suf, like these rabble rousers. Like Lashon Rashi, gam bnei Yisrael vayevku imam. The Jews cried with them. But wait a second, it doesn't say the asaf suf cried. Vayevku gam bnei Yisrael. They were like the asaf suf. They cried like the asaf suf. The asaf suf didn't cry. What are you telling me? They cried like the Asaf Suf if the Asaf Suf didn't cry. You also have to understand what it says in Pasuk Hey. Zechanu es hadogo, famous Pasuk. Zechanu es hadogo, asher nochal b'mitzrayim chinam, es hakishuim ves havatichim. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, the garlic. It was great. It was great. Mitzrayim was mamisha. It was like being in the Catskills, you know, the Grossingers, the home whack. Such good food. And you go tobogganing. I was a kid, I used to, in the 80s. In the long lost 80s, the Reagan era. More important things going on than Reagan, but using that as a reference. In any event, go to the Grossingers, have a great time, you eat, you drink, go to the pool, they had a great pool, ping pong, miniature golf. I don't think I'd go there today anymore, not only because there was mixed swimming, but because it doesn't exist. Anyway, that's what the Jews were saying. Mamashu was great. Now the taina was Miachilenu Basar. So if the taina is miachilenu basar, what are they saying? Oh, it was so great in Egypt. We had fish there, and we had leeks and garlic and all the good vegetables. Ma, you just, in Pasuk Dal, you talked about the basar. In Pasuk Hey, what happened to the basar? You say you remember in Egypt you had other stuff. No basar. Say, I'm a kliyakar v'oit. Also, they said chinam. What's chinam? Rashi says from the Sifri, chinam is chinam and amitzvahs. So what does that have to do with miachilenu basar? When it says Vayeshuv Vayivku, it doesn't say anything that they didn't want mitzvahs. They wanted that food. What does it have to do with not wanting mitzvahs? So this kash is if basar is basar, right? We have in Chazal, basar means arayis, then it's not a kasha. We like not having mitzvahs, and now we have all these pretty girls are usher to us. They weren't happy about that. But let's say basar is kipshuto, mamish, you know, eating fleishig, as we call it. Rashi learns it's kipshuta. So how does that shtim with chinam and amitzvahs? V'yoseh tzarech biur. We have later on in Pasuk Yud. V'yishma Moshe sa'am boichel l'mishpachoysev ish pes l'fesach aholoi. V'yichar af adinoi ma'oid. V'einei Moshe ra. Moshe of the people weeping to their families, about their families. Every man at the door of his tent, and the anger of Hashem was kindled greatly in Moshe, it was bad for him also. Rashi brings from the Sefer in the Gemara in Yuma, what were they crying about? Mishpachos, mishpachos, ne'asofim. Farsi in terms of some gully, they wanted to enfarsi their complaint. And the rabbis explain, what does it mean, l'mishpachos, al iske mishpachos, al arayos hane'asavos lahem. They were upset about the arayos. That's what they weren't happy about. They weren't happy that they were losing out on these arayos. Ay, 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 ay. So look in the sugyo in Yuma there, that according to the Man D'Yomar Zechayinu was Hadaga, that it means Daga Mamish, Havaha Havoibu. In other words, if you learn Daga, literally means Daga, so you had both. You had they were crying over the Daga. They were crying over the fish. And, right, because there's one opinion there, Dagam is Arayas, but it means fish. So they were crying over the fish, and they were crying over the forbidden Arayas. They were crying over both. So that's the Gemara in Meseches Yuma, and Daf Ayin Hey. Now, the problem is that already in Sinai we were Mitztav and Arayas. So we're complaining about the meat. Miachilenu basar, and pitom, the whole thing of Arayas comes in, which is, it's old news. We already answered Arayas at Sinai. So ma pitom that now we're bringing the Arayas thing in. We want meat, not Arayas. What does Arayas have to do with anything? So look in the Re'aim and Pasuk Yud. We also have to understand, it says in Pasuk Yud, so because of that, right, because Moshe heard them crying about their families, each man at the opening of his tent, so because of that, God got angry. And if Moshe wouldn't have heard, God wouldn't have gotten angry. Why is the anger of God, kibiyachol, tolerating the fact that Moshe heard them crying about their families? We also have to understand, שהרי כבר כתוב בראש הפרשה, וישוב ויבכו. ולא כתיב על זה, וייחר אף השם מאוד וביני משה רע. So already at the beginning of the parasha, it says they were crying, and there it doesn't say God getting angry, and it doesn't say that it was also evil in the eyes of Moshe. So מה פתאום now in Pasuk Yud, now he hears them crying, and God gets angry, and Moshe's evil for Moshe also. What's מה פתאום in Pasuk Yud, they're already crying already earlier. Much earlier in Pasuk Hey. In Pasuk Gedalid. Vayashuva vayivku gam b'nei Yisrael. So why only now in Pasuk Yud is Moshe? I mean, it's bad for God and Moshe. But Hashem and Moshe already in Pasuk Dalid, they should have been upset about it. Ayin b'kli yokar. Also we have a kash of the Alshich. It says, "Vayishma Moshe am boichel mishpachosif." Usually, he saw them crying. He only heard them. He saw them. Why is it only a lesson of hearing them? He was a witness, an eyewitness. So you can look there in the Alshich, and we're going to say as follows, based on the Ramban and Pasuk Dalit. Look, the Ramban. Is Avu Taiva Shelo Hayalahem Chisaran Badover Kiolem Amon Lusoiva Vayu Oisim Boy Mat Amim Shoinim Betam Choshuv Meot Kasher Yisapir Avalim Shilu Ben Avshoisim Taiva Ro Kimis Avim Lecho Lapechomim Veocho Veofo Viamacholim Hanniv Oshim. They weren't lacking anything. They had the man, they had the manna. That was satisfying for them. And they could make all these delicious mat'amim, as Chazal tell us, whatever they wanted to taste like. But Hemshilu benaf shaysam, taivaro, Moshe, they were making powerful ruling in their souls an evil desire, as if they are desiring to eat coals and dirt and disgusting food. What does that mean? So it means what the Ramban means is that they had a taiva, that they should have a taiva. And the taiva was the tachlis, that they should have this lust, they should have this desire. And that's like Rovin Yanei Olam Hazeh, that people like the taiva more than the actual thing. A lot of times people have a taiva for Oysa Dover, and it's a lot more exciting when they're misava for it than when it actually happens. The taivas, taiva. So people enjoy the taiva aspect more than the davar atzmai. And then haraya, after it's done, then it has no time anymore. That's derech ha'olam. Person's misave, 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 and then it happens. That's it. It's over. What's the big deal? Not interesting anymore. So they were ma'or themselves to desire something, even though it has no need. Because it wasn't what they wanted, what was the tachlis, just the taiva. And therefore it didn't matter whether they needed it or didn't need it. It didn't matter whether they needed it or didn't need it. The ikar is the taiva. And that's what it means, hisavu taiva. What does it mean, hisavu taiva? They had a taiva to have a taiva. They desired to have a desire. That was what they wanted. They wanted to have a desire. That's what the Ramban says, that it's like they wanted to have the most even disgusting things. As if a person, like a child, wants to eat things that aren't really that good. Because at the end of the day, it wasn't the thing itself that they wanted. They just wanted the taiva. It's avu taiva. They had a taiva to have a taiva. And memela, it could even be but like offer, like disgusting things. But the ikar is that they have a taiva, even if it's a taiva raw. They just wanted a taiva. Didn't matter what they ended up getting. It's avu taiva. In the Sifri is avu taiva, it says, Yochel yu misramim al dover shalotomu mimeim tamilor misavu taiva. I misram al amon she'eri b'choyom v'lo yu misram al dover shalotomu osim mimeim. So the Sifri says, I might think that they were complaining about something they never tasted. Tamilor misavu taiva. No, they were complaining about the man that was falling every single day, and they weren't complaining about something that they never tasted. What does the Sifri mean? And how does it learn it from misavu taiva? So based on what we said, what this means is that if it was something that they never tasted before, so maybe the tachlis was to be nene, was the thing itself that they're going to get. But they already tasted everything in the man. Whatever they wanted, they tasted in the man. They just wanted a chukka. They just wanted a taiva. And that's what it means in the pasuk, is avu taiva. The tachlis was in the taiva for the baser, not the baser itself. And therefore the Sifri learns this from a sabbat. I might think that they're misraim, they're complaining about something that they never tasted. No, they tasted it. They could taste baser, they could taste whatever they could have whatever they want in the month. So therefore the point wasn't the baser, that they're going to get real baser. The point was that they should have a taiva. They were misavit to have a taiva. Even though it wasn't necessary, but they wanted to have that taiva feeling. That's what they wanted. The man was falling. They had no taiva. They said, no, we want to have this taiva. So they were misavit taiva, and it didn't matter that it was basa or not. The ikar is they should have the taiva. So the asafsuf, who are in a lower madrega, Rashi says they were the Erev Rav. A mixed multitude that mixed in from the Egyptians. As hispik lam ha'rotzen d'haynu s'avu. Shekvayu b'taiva. Aval b'nei Yisrael sh'na'alet madrigatam. Osagilu b'rotzen. שעד איזה שוב יהיו בטייב אלא צריכם היו לאור עצמם לזה. ורק על ידי התעוררות הגיעו למצב של טייב. וישובו ויבכו גם בני ישראל שהם היו צריכים לבכי ותעוררות כדי להגיע לטייב של מי אכילנו בוסו. In other words, the Asafsuf, they were on a low madriga. So their madriga, they didn't need anything. והסאפסוף אשר בקירבו וסאבו טייבה. They were misava taiva for anything. They just wanted to be, so they were just ma'ir with the taiva. They just had a rutzen for a taiva, so they had a taiva. That's it. They had their taiva. They were ma'ir with a rutzen for a taiva, they had a taiva. All they had to do was want it. But the Jewish people, it wasn't so pashut. The Jewish people, they had to work harder. Vayashuvu. Vayivku gam b'nei Yisrael. Vayomru mi achileinu baser. They had to work on themselves to be ma'or this taiva and say mi achileinu baser. And that's why it says gam also. It's not talking about the crying that the Jewish people did like the Asaf Suf, because the Asaf Suf didn't cry. It's talking about the pula they did on themselves to be ma'or the taiva. But the Asaf Suf did a pula on themselves. They acted on themselves. They impacted themselves to have a taiva just by wanting a taiva. And the Jewish people had to do something. It was the same point. The point was to be ma'ur the taiva. That's the gam. Just the Asaf Suf just decide to have a taiva. They could have a taiva. Boom. Bnei Yisrael had to work harder. They had to cry to be ma'ur the taiva. The Torah Shlomo brings in the Medrash Vayishuv Vayivku Gam Kemitro Elu Leilu Shem Misav Meyocher and Boichem Al Taiva. So as the whole nidon here is on the Taiva itself, the Jewish people saw the Asaf Suf, their Misavim, they already got the Taiva, so they were crying for the Taiva to be Masig the Taiva. That's what it says in the Torah Shlomo from the Medrash. Kemitro Elu Leilu Shem Misav Meyocher and Boichem Al Taiva. They were Boichem on the Taiva. They said, "Oh, look at those guys! They have such a Taiva. We also want a Taiva." That was really what the Asaf Suf wanted. The Asaf Suf wanted a taiva, and Bnei Yisrael also. They worked on themselves. They should also get the taiva. So the Asaf Suf had their taiva, and the Jews cried. They worked on their taiva, and then they got the taiva for the baser. In the Sifri, and what it says, Vayeshu Vayivku Gam Bnei Yisrael, it says, Malam Echav HaRishonim Hayu B'nei Yisrael. Does it mean Gam? Since it says Gam, that together with the Asaf Suf, that it says at the beginning of the Pasuk. Because they were also me B'nei Yisrael. Shav HaRishonim, even the Asaf Suf was B'nei Yisrael. In the Sifri de Beirav, he brings that there's a Girsa Malamit Sharishonim Loyim Ibnei Yisrael. The earlier ones were Nami Ibnei Yisrael. So that's Lafuke, there's a Mandiyom in the Sifri that the Asaf Suf are the 70 Zakanim. They don't know. They're not. They're Nami Ibnei Yisrael. So the Sifri de Beirav, he asks, how do you darshan this from Gam? Why is Gam B'nai Yisrael? I understand Gam B'nai Yisrael means the first ones are also B'nai Yisrael. Just like the Reish is talking about B'nai Yisrael, so the Seif is also B'nai Yisrael. That's why it says Gam B'nai Yisrael. But the opinion that says Melamit Yerushanim Loyim B'nai Yisrael, meaning that they weren't the Shivim Zakenim, it's coming Lafuk and Inna. They weren't really B'nai Yisrael. They weren't the Shivim Zakenim. They came from outside B'nai Yisrael. Hey, riffraff. But how do you get that from Gum? So the answer is that the Gam is talking about the Bechia. The Asafsav didn't cry. So why does it say Gam? So the Gam is copy of the Soros HaTaiva. In other words, the Jews, the real Jews, they had to cry to get the Taiva. And they were Gam. The Asafsuf also had a Taiva, but they did it without crying because they weren't Mibnei Yisrael. So for them, they just needed a ratzon to be misavia taiva, to go and be on that low madrega. They just had to have a ratzon. Memela, they had the taiva. But the Bnei Yisrael, they had to work on themselves to have the taiva. They had to cry to get the taiva. Gvaldik. So on that, we have in Pasuk Hei, Zechayinu es Hadoga. As kan pireta katuv, eche viu atzmam la taiva. Since mitzad der madjerega, they weren't shaykh to this taiva. So how did they bring themselves to this taiva? Because their lack of shaykhus to taiva comes from two things. Number one, because of their elevated madjerega. They weren't shaykh to this taiva chasrat tam, this tasteless taiva. So how did they get themselves all riled up to be misaveh taiva? So the answer is, that's pasuk hey, zechalnu es hadogo, asher ochlu b'mitzrayim chinom, dahainu, shehoridu et atzmam mima'alatam, veviu et atzmam lematzav, shemitzvat Hashem olhem aleim. They said, we ate the doga, we ate this fish in Egypt, without mitzvahs. They put themselves in a mind, says, oh, mitzvahs are such a pain. I wish we didn't have mitzvahs. And then, they can be in this place of taiva, of mi'achilenu basar. Ah, remember when we were eating the doga in Mitzrayim, and we didn't have mitzvahs? Those were the good old days. Shirak biyotam b'madrega zo, only in there in that madrega, then they could be misaveh taiva. In other words, when they start viewing mitzvahs as a pain in the neck and as a yoke, and thinking of the good old days in Mitzrayim when they're eating the fish mitzvahless, then they could be ma'ur the taiva, this. Tasteless, irrational taiva. That's what they wanted. So they got there by thinking about Mitzrayim. And then another thing they had to be over themselves is they have the man. They can be toim, told, kam, shabolim, the man, all the tastes. So therefore they said, oh, we remember the kishuim. Like Rashi says from the Sugin Yuma, that these are things that they didn't taste in the man. What does Rashi say? Lashon Rashi. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Vibnei ma'amon nish mishtan al chodov v'chutz me'elu. Vibnei shem koshin l'meiniko. Samar li shal tochlu shum abotsu v'nei atinik t'inok. Why did the man change its flavor into that of anything one wished, as the Medrash says, except into these vegetables? So the answer is because they're injurious to nursing mothers. And that's why people say don't eat garlic and onions on account of the baby. So Mimela, you see over here that they didn't have these tastes in the man. So what are they trying to say? They're trying to say, the man isn't so great. Because if the man is so great, then why would they be misabed for something else? So therefore they're saying, no, the man isn't so great. So two things they did. First they said, They have to be in a matzav of taiva. They have to remember how great it was not to have mitzvahs, and they lower their spiritual level. And also to have a taiva, they have to lower the status of the man, the importance of the man, and say, ah, there's certain things we didn't taste in the man. That's what it says in Pasuk Vav. Va'ato nafshenu yevesha ein kol bilti al aman einenu. Now our soul is dry. We don't have anything. All we have is the man to our eyes. What does it mean? Nafshenu milashon rotzayin. Nefesh is lashon rotzayin, like it says in Parashas Chayisar. Meshes nafshechem. A lot of times we've seen this. Nefesh is rotzayin. Va'ato nafshenu yevesha. In other words, our rotzayin. Our taiva to desire something is dry. We don't have taiva. Bilti al aman einenu. We have the man and it's not shaykh to have taiva. So that's how they got into the world of taiva, because they said, we don't have any ratzon. All we have is the man. We don't have taiva. We want taiva. That's what they wanted. So they said in the previous pasuk, they said, yeah, remember we didn't have mitzvahs? Ah, we want taiva. And the man doesn't, there's certain things the man can't be. Yeah, who needs the man? We want taiva. And now our desire is dry. All we have is the man. We want taiva. That's what they wanted. Very interesting. It says in the Medrash Tvorim Rabba, Parasha Aleph Osir Aleph, that when they said Zechayinu es Hadaga, etc., they never had it. They never ate these things in Mitzrayim. And the Medrash says that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Megalat Avraham Avinu that he's going to give his children man. Why? So they don't say, we remember the man that we ate in Mitzrayim. What does the Medrash mean? Now, it's here they're not talking about what they actually had in Mitzrayim, but what they desired to have. And now they're speaking as if they actually had it. Because what are they talking about now? They're talking about their desire. So we had a taiva for it. And if they would have known about the man through the Mesoras from Avram Avinu, then they would be mishtokik for that in Mitzrayim, and then they would say, oh, we remember the man that we ate al shulchano shel paro. That's what the Lashon of the Medrash Rabbah is. We remember the man, the man. Because they had a shukah for the month. Since they had a mesoras, they're getting man in Mitzrayim. They would have been mishtokik for the month. They would have said, oh, we remember the month that we had. So the nidon isn't on the thing itself. It's on the taiva that they had in Mitzrayim. In other words, they never had the daga, but they had a shukah for the daga. So it's as if they had it. Shebezen nechshav lam kiilu haya lam davar ze acharei shemashu tzichim with that shukah ledavar. They're talking about, oh, remember the daga. Remember a taiva for the daga. And if they'd be mishtakik in Mitzrayim for man, then they would have said, oh, we remember the man. If they would have had a tradition from Avram, they're going to get the man, they would have been mishtakik for man. Even though now they have the man, but they would have remembered, oh, wasn't it great when back in Mitzrayim when we had a chukah for man? Because we had a mesoras, we were going to get man. So their whole point is, we just remember that time we had desire. We wanted stuff. But now, achshav nafshenu yevesha ein kol. We don't want anything. We don't have tshuka for anything. We don't have desire for anything. Ramish gevaldik. So we still have a lot more to talk about, but that's the... What's the whole advertising industry? The advertising industry is pasha to create new taivas. That's all it does. 5 minutes ago, I didn't want that, and I see the advertisement. Now I want it. It's Goyer Mitaiva, that's what it does. Merv Rabbi said, we still have a lot, we want to continue the Hemshech HaPsukim, Lazbir al Pitvareinu, as Bezrat Hashem Yisharu Imanu, Nirei Od Neflot Mitorat Hashem Yitbarach Shema. Toda Rabbah Rabbah Sheheezantem. Shalom, shalom. Bli Neder Hemshech.